Roy Clark dead at the age of 85. Roy Clark from Hee Haw fame and one of the greatest, flat out one of the greatest guitarists of all time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's right up there with Eddie Van Halen.
All right, we got a
He is. Yeah, that guy's had fingers that can fly.
Different genre. I would love to hear him play some of Eddie's licks.
Playing an Eruption or something.
Right, and vice versa. All right, we got a bunch of Hee Haw callers on the line here. But here, this is going to throw everyone back. Listen to this. Saturday night right here.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Yeah, and they do the roll call. Everybody was on the show. I was going to say hi to Bill. Bill, you're on with Brad and John. What do you got for Hee Haw, Bill?
Well, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Oh, yeah.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Yeah, gloom, despair.
They're all laying down with the women behind. I'm just being lazy and...
is there a VH set of Hee Haws that we can buy?
Oh, there's got to be. Yeah, they sell that on TV Land or something. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Bill. Scott, you're on with Brad and John. What do you got for Hee Haw?
Hey, yeah, I remember the old lady with the, she had the price tag hanging off her hat there.
Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl's the first one.
Yeah, Minnie Pearl.
She's the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, the price tag on the hat. Yeah.
But then, you know, the ducking down behind the hay bales or the corn or whatever, and then popping back up and telling the jokes and all that. And
yeah, the really bad jokes.
Oh, stand by. We've got a couple of those.
What time was it on here?
Yeah, it was on at 7 o'clock where I grew up in California. It was on at 7 o'clock every Saturday night.
Sounds right.
That's kind of the same time where I grew up in Wisconsin. It was on right around that time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott. Brad, apparently Hee Haw was big in British Columbia, too. Drew, in Vancouver, B.C., it was a thing in B.C., Drew?
Yeah, guys, it was a staple. Saturday afternoons before hockey night in Canada, there was three choices. We could either see... If Mom was home, we had to watch him sing, or if Dad wasn't around, I could watch Bugs Bunny Roadrunner, but if Dad was around, it was Hee Haw, and I seem to remember short shorts and low-cut shirts on girls.
Daisy Dukes started on that show, the Daisy Dukes look. That was great stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going from Buck Owens and Hee Haw to Don Cherry and hockey on Saturday. I mean, that is a fashion train wreck, man.
Where did you find more teeth? On Hee Haw or hockey night in Canada? Thank you, Drew. 360-733-5476.
Jerry, yes. You want to come with me tonight to a lecture at the auditorium? It's on sex appeal.
No thanks. I'm already gay.
Here you go, John. Here's another one. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Brad and John at KISM.com is our email.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Have you been out to Opera Land yet?
Yeah, and you wouldn't believe the crowd. Huh. I said to this one woman, have you ever seen such confusion? And she said, well, mister, you ought to know you're in the ladies' room.
Roy Clark dead at 85. Sure. Hee Haw, man.
Jogging memories online, too.
It was a staple in our house, of course. My grandfather was a bluegrass fiddler.
Oh, no kidding.
Left-handed bluegrass fiddler. And, I mean, that was their show. You never missed Hee Haw.
Yeah,
don't you think Roy Clark today, he gets shortchanged a little bit because of Hee Haw? I think there's people who can't appreciate his guitar work, associate him more with jokes, and maybe didn't take him as seriously as a musician as he really was.
Oh, he was. He used to play the Evergreen State Fair.
Yeah, and
when he would come and play the Evergreen State Fair, I mean, that was sold out crowd.
In the open.
If you ever watched him live, he was just amazing. He put on an amazing live show. He'd tell the young players, "Hey, you young novices in the crowd here, you turn around. You don't want to see this."
Well, in the obits today, they're crediting him with pioneering Branson, Missouri. I guess he was one of the first to go down there. And that has turned into, a mecca, a live music capital.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one.
You too.
You think of some of the great guitar players from the world of country music right now, like Brad Paisley or Vince Gill or something. They all looked to Roy Clark and said, man, I think Brad Paisley is like, Roy Clark was his godfather or something.
Saturday nights in my house, Brad, Hee-Haw ended up on the television and pro wrestling ended up on the television before prime time, before you'd ever get to your fantasy island and your love boat and your emergency and your Sanford and Son, any of that stuff. You had to get through Hee-Haw and professional wrestling.